The scripture for today is Isaiah chapter 43, verse 21. The people whom I formed for myself will declare my praise. Amen.
I give thanks to Father God who has managed all of my life as nothing and led me to stand here. I also give thanks to my shepherd of love who led me with his love beyond expression and tearful prayer. I express my thanks to Mrs. Bong Lim Ni, who prayed for me more eagerly than me when I prayed with tears in Daniel prayer meetings. I also give thanks to Pastor Heejin Lee, the chairperson of the Performing Arts Committee, who always leads me with love so that I can be an essential person for Father's kingdom. I prepared for this testimony hoping that those who want to become leaders at the Canaan Sanctuary era with a vision and dream for Father's kingdom and those who long for spirit may be challenged through this. First of all, I'd like to give you a question. Why and for what do you think you were born and you're living on this earth? Those who don't know the Lord eat, drink, and take things for their wealth and honor and turn back to a handful of earth when their lives end without salvation. On the contrary, those who believe our Savior receive the human cultivation on this earth and go back to our heavenly home when the Lord says to come. Have you ever thought about the reason of your life concretely, like, what would I fulfill during my life given by Father and show it to the Lord on the day I see Him? I had a very precious goal of life. I'll tell you what that goal was a little later. Actually, I didn't make any special decision to enter into spirit, and I didn't try saying, okay, now it's the beginning. I just have the duty given by Father, which is the duty I must fulfill on this earth for my Father. And I've just been running with the heart to fulfill it perfectly. However, now I realize that Father was pleased with the heart and deeds and led me to come into spirit. Because I was full of this heart, I couldn't take the world, nor cease to pray, nor pay less attention to my given duty. I also went through a time of refinement, but because of the hope I have, I could pass through any trials with joy and thanks, and I can't help running more fervently until our Lord comes again. Now, I'd like to tell you about the way I worked, and I hope you receive much grace. When I was a child, it was more fun to play piano than to play with toys or dolls. I began to learn playing piano when I was 5. When I heard music from TV or radio, I played it with piano using both right and left hands to make accompaniment without reading music. Later, I memorized long and great music such as Beethoven or Mozart and played them with piano. When I was the first grader in my elementary school, I played the harmonium better than my teacher. So when guests such as school inspectors visited my school, I was invited to play it in other classes. My teacher pedaled on the harmonium, and I played it because I was too short to pedal while I was playing it. Also, I had a hobby. After I learned the children's songs played on TV, I recorded the melody with accompaniment at first, and then I recorded the alto part over the main melody, and then soprano. on them. Although I sang alone, later it sounded like a chorus. It was so fun to me. Besides, I played at piano concerts many times and won prizes at musical contests. I lived absorbed in music in my childhood like that. Then my mother, who was an elementary school teacher, was transferred to Kangwa Island. So my family moved to Kangwa Island. There was no one who could teach me playing piano professionally. So my parents decided to send me to Anyang for the lesson at the famous academy. So for several years, since I was a third or fourth grader in elementary school, I spent 5 hours to take 1 hour lesson at Anyang twice a week. I remember that I took the last bus to go home from Kangwa town. Because it was a remote country, after I got off the bus, I felt like there were only the moon in the sky and me alone. To go back home, I had to walk the dark road fast for 10 or 15 minutes. If I couldn't call my parents ahead, I had to walk alone under the moonlight. But because I could develop my dream to be a pianist, I was so happy. Then, I was in sixth grade, I stayed at my grandmother's house or at my uncle's house to enter the middle school in Seoul. I could live with my family together after I became a third grader in my middle school. Now I think it might have been tough for a kid. But I could be trained in many things through that time, although I couldn't notice. For example, because I had to go a long way alone since I was a kid, there were many things to keep by myself. I should not follow strangers. I should take care of the fare by myself. I should not doze off in the bus. I had to learn the lesson and then come back home safely. Likewise, I've been trained to keep myself and take my responsibility about my duties since I was young. Also, when I lived in my grandmother's house or my uncle's, of course they did so good to me, but I thought I must not cause any trouble to them, and I must do my stuff well by myself to make my parents not worry. So, I feel comfortable to obey my parents or teacher, wouldn't to disobey, and I realized that it would make many things go well when I was a little, very little. Also, since I was young, I have experienced the justice that I need a desperate effort to achieve a goal, and I can get the perfect fruit only when I try to the end without change. So even now, I don't like to receive anything more than I tried. I think that things I get easily can disappear easily, and it doesn't remain as mine as after all. Later, I realized that these kinds of training helped me in my believing life a lot. It was not hard for me to obey God's word. Rather, I felt uneasy to disobey the shepherd's word. Also, once I chose something or if I set up any goal, I could keep my heart to practice it without change. So I could live my believing life well without feeling it hard. Meanwhile, I registered in Manmin Central Church in 1992 when I was a 10th grader, led by my uncle-in-law. And in the same year, I became the accompanist for a Tamarisk Tree Chorus, which was the former Sound of Light Chorus. My first friend in church was Pastor Sujin Lee. Well, she was a sister at the time. As members of Sound of Light Chorus, I could learn the basis for Christians from her, from Pastor Sujin Lee, such as how to worship, how to pray, and how to praise to God. And I became the accompanist for Immanuel Choir in 1994 when I was a third grader in high school. Then I took the college entrance exam, but I failed to enter the university I aimed. Although I attended the church with my family, because I didn't have any experience of grace yet, it was a great frustration and failure. Preparing to take the next year's college entrance exam gave me a hard time. But I repented my heart that I loved piano more than God, and it became a precious time to humble myself. Then I entered the music college, and in 1997, I became a member of Hallelujah Mission Team to be blessed to participate in the overseas crusades with our shepherd. Since I had my duty for the first time, Father let me have a fervent heart, praise, and a great vision. I told you that I had a very precious goal of life. Philippians 2:13 says, "For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure." One day, Father gave a gift of this desire in my heart. When I was praying one day, I felt something in my heart with a great impression. I felt that when the Lord comes again to take us after we finish the human cultivation on this earth, all of us will welcome Him with singing praises. And the song we praise at the time is the best praise in the world which we can hear in the heavenly kingdom. Orchestra, various instruments, choir, various dances, and so on. Beautiful scenes beyond expression were pictured in my heart. At the time, I made up my mind fervently to become the one who will arrange, manage, and control the whole music of that song as well as I play it. And from that time on, I prayed for this vision. Therefore, to play that role at that time, I should not only have the best skill, but also surely become sanctified to please Father God. I was convinced that I would live in New Jerusalem, praising forever if I do this duty. Because of this clear goal of life, I couldn't help trying hard. I studied not only piano, but also choir, band, string arrangement. Even I had a busy schedule. Also, when performance teams prepare their special performances, I developed my skill with arranging their music. But actually, I studied classic music. I've never learned about arrangement. But my duty needed the skill of arrangement. Although it was out of my skill, I tried to learn about arrangement by visiting professionals. So I could experience that my skill was developed over my ability. You see how beautiful praise they offer through their special performances on the stage. However, to arrange the music and study every single music note, it takes so long and it doesn't show outwardly. Moreover, because it is the work I do alone, our Father God knows how much effort I make to arrange the music. But if they need it, me, even no one recognized me, I arranged the music with joy and tried to fulfill the dream and vision given to me. God, who knows everything, blessed me to receive the certificate of merit for twice and appreciation plaque for twice from the church. Father God was looking at all the accompaniments I played at unnoticeable places in all the days when I wrote music, although others didn't recognize it. These experiences became a great faith to me and added hope for heaven. Since 2000, the overseas crusades began actively, and I could participate in them as a member of Hallelujah Mission Team. experiencing the explosive works of the Holy Spirit and seeing our shepherd's great and amazing power at the spot, I could make my faith firm. Among them, while I was accompanying the Israel ministry for 12 times from 2007, I was able to look closely at my shepherd's march with faith. Through those times, I imprinted two important things deep in my heart. First, our shepherd obeyed only. Because Father said to conduct crusades, our shepherd entered the land of Israel only with about 20 workers from July 25, 2007, without using any thought. At the time, there was almost no one who knew us. He didn't know where to go or whom to meet. He could depend on the Father God only. But the more we visited and went to the whole land of Israel, the more pastors came to meet our shepherd and government officials on high position, and even Orthodox Jews came to meet him. The number of those who wanted to meet him increased as we visited more. As you know well, the last 12th Israel Crusade was ended as a worldwide great crusade where even Orthodox Jews attended and was broadcasted to the whole world. Our shepherd boldly proclaimed why Jesus is our Savior at the land of Israel, where the conversion and preaching the gospel are prohibited by the law, even at the center of the city of Jerusalem. It was such an amazing work that he could fulfill only by obedience before Father. It impressed me greatly. Second, when our shepherd fulfilled Father's words, he did it with all his heart, sincerity, and life. From the time he left Seoul, while he was in the plane, when he was in the hotel, at any moment and in any situation, he never eased up, but do the Father's work with all his heart. I was greatly impressed to see that. So I made up my mind to fulfill my duty for Father God only with obedience and sacrifice with life, as he does. In those days, my family was in refinement because we didn't take the right path. At the time, I felt like standing at the edge of a cliff where I was fit to fall. Desperate situation continued, and there seemed to be no way out. It was like a long and dark tunnel where you couldn't see anything. But there was the one who helped me strongly at the time. He rejoiced more than me when I rejoiced. He was sad more than me when I was sad. He was my shepherd. He always held my hand. He consoled my heart and took care of me with many things. Of course, I also knew before that he had loved so much and he could give everything for us. But because I could feel his love deep in my heart and bones while I went through this refinement, I could win those trials easily. As it is said in Psalm 23:4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Although the reality is hopeless, my heart was full and happy because I thought of his love. I prayed with tears of thanks, and I did my duties more diligently. Also, my heart was full of heavenly hope and joy. I felt like I was living in a different space from my reality. Rather, I could fulfill the word, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all things in my heart through that refinement. Once I experienced this, during the Israel ministry, the Minister of Culture and Tourism of Israel was impressed by our shepherd's ministry, and he presented the appointment certificate as visitor culture and tourism ambassador from Israel government to every one of us with each name on it. I was in graduate school at the time, and there was a scholarship given to the student who brought honor to the school through various activities. My professor recommended me who went abroad for performances many times. So I submitted the document about the overseas performances and the ambassador certificate from Israel government. I submitted the documents just because my professor recommended, but later I heard that I was picked among hundreds of students. And I was set to receive $5,000, which was the amount of one semester fee. The professor said, it had never happened before at my major practical music department, and it wouldn't be easy to happen again. I was so surprised. I needed money at the time, and unexpectedly, I received such a big amount of money. I told our shepherd about it later, and he was pleased saying that Father fills the needs of God's people. Even though I was in refinement, Father filled my needs and let me run fervently with lacking nothing. I was studying practical music at the graduate school to be more professional in arrangement, and I was participating in Israel ministry at this period of time. Pastor Heejin Lee, the chairperson of the Performing Arts Committee, gave an audio tape and asked to write the music, as it was a God-given song. There were lyrics and melody in that tape. I listened to it repeatedly and wrote music with prayer. Our senior pastor is proving that the Bible is true, because he fully believes all recorded in the Bible. He manifests the works of the living God through signs, wonders, and power. However, he felt so sorry that praises to God were getting secular, and he prayed for it. Then he received an amazing grace. Just as God made songs for the Israelites not to forget the law and the history of his love through Moses, he gave praises that all people in the world can sing to us who are living at the end time. With the song, The Lord's Confession, on February 3rd in 2009, Father began to give songs, and until now, he has given about 180 songs for devotional services of each mission, the Easter church anniversary celebration, Christmas, the New Year service, including instrumental music and choir songs. And we completed 150 songs as of now. And 4 albums of Mammon Praise have been released, and we are preparing to make the 5th album. For your reference, at the bottom of the music sheet, you will read the date, month, and year in small letters. It is the date when the Father gave the song. For example, if it is written as 2009.2.3, it means Father gave the song on February 3rd in 2009. In 2009, the first year he gave songs, he gave about 80 songs. So I spent super busy days. Studying at my graduate school, I had to visit Israel 12 times and released the new songs given by Father along with Mammon Praise album 1, 2, and 3. During mission trip to Israel, I had to work on music and arrangement in the hotel. When I worked on albums, people around me told me to change clothes because I was wearing the same dress every day. But I didn't even recognize that I wore the same dress every day. I didn't know if it was day or night, or if I had a meal or not. I spent so busy days like that. But my heart was so happy. It was so amazing that Father gave songs, and I was so happy to do this glorious work. So I did everything with joy. Moreover, because I looked at my shepherd during Israel ministry, who obeyed in anything and did the Father's works with all his life, I ran to do this duty with such a heart. When Father gave the song for the first time, he explained about his songs and also said about me. Father God prepared me for this work so I could see, learn, and hear what are needed for this since I was young. I just did my best at my circumstance and lived my life diligently. But Father said He managed and raised me so that I could be ready for this precious duty. I was deeply moved and grateful. I was so thrilled to know that Father managed my heart and circumstances, and He listened to my prayer and led me to prepare. Moreover, I was overwhelmed to know that my dream of managing all praises for the Lord when He comes again could come true. This is the blessed church that will welcome the Lord's second coming. This is the church where Father Himself is giving praises to. So Father Himself will manage everything for the day of welcoming the Lord, won't He? While I was doing my duty with this heart, in 2011, at the Small Group Leader Seminar, I was told that I came into the beginning level of spirit. I didn't make up my mind or do something special to come into spirit, but I just lived my life faithfully every day. I was happy, but on the other hand, I was puzzled. I thought special people become men of spirit, and I would be able to become a man of spirit in the distant future. After that, I armed myself with the word about love, beatitudes, and nine fruits of the Holy Spirit to check myself along with doing my duty. At the 2012 Cell Leaders Seminar, I was told that I came into 38% of the third level of faith, and recently I heard that I came up to 40.001%. Some people ask me about the secret of going into deep level of spirit. I think it was very important for me to practice to fulfill the perfectly obeying heart without myself at all. A while ago, this thing happened. Because I didn't study composition when I was young, and in order to offer the best work to Father God, I wanted to communicate with world-class people and learn from them. So I prepared to study abroad in the United States. Because I already got a bachelor's degree and master's degree, if I learn in the Berklee College of Music, famous practical musicology in the U.S. for 1 year, and finished a musical composition course at New York Graduate School for 2 years, I thought I would have the best profile and skill to reduce the period of studying abroad, because I can skip the grade in the States if I finish 6-month curriculum in advance at the Education Center in Korea, connected to Berklee College of Music. I prepared for it by studying English and other recurring things for 6 months. I had busy days doing my duties with studying, but it was worthwhile to live every day like that. Finally, I had an entrance audition, and after a few weeks, I got an email that I passed it. I also got the certificate of scholarship, $12,000. It is over 12 million won. I was so happy and began to prepare for concrete things. However, when I prayed, I was reminded that my duty was very important and I had to prepare for the Canaan sanctuary. The fact that the works of God would be hindered much if I am absent for 2 or 3 years, even though I come to Korea and work between semesters, was strongly brought to my heart. Actually, I didn't decide to study abroad for my career or pride of life. I prepared for it only to glorify God Father by making His songs better. But when I got faith and confidence that Father would lead me to the best way, if studying abroad it was not the way He wanted, I gave up studying in the U.S. Through this, I could give up any of my will and myself that I want to do something. Then, Father was pleased with such a deed and led me to come into spirit deeper. I always feel that Father is taking care of my life in details and leads me in all things, so I'm full of thanks. Some of you ask me how I work in songs given by Father, but I didn't have a chance to explain about it in detail yet, so I'd like to tell you now. First, Pastor Heejin Lee records the melody and lyrics that Father gives with her voice. I receive a paper with the lyrics on it and an audio tape. Then I listen to the recorded melody with reading the lyrics on the paper. I listen to it many times and write down the music notes and lyrics. Only melody and lyrics first. Three elements of music are melody, rhythm, and chord. When these three are combined, a song we sing is completed. Father's songs are generally given with melody. Then, with praying heart, I begin to find the rhythm and chord matching to the melody. Once the song is completed, I sing it with playing piano to see if the elements are combined properly. At this time, I'm always touched to shed tears. It is because I feel the love of Father in the beautiful melody and each word of the lyrics. Even though the melody is beautiful, it may sound like a secular song according to its chord or rhythm. So I should work so carefully. For example, if you listen to the recent worldly music, its melody is very simple, but the chord is obscurely put, or the rhythm is techno-rhythm or provocatively split, then it sounds secular and makes you want to dance. It is because its chord and rhythm are combined in it, although its melody is simple. So I try to work about this part very carefully. My father gave his word before. He said, this daughter was chosen because she can put beautiful clothes on the father's songs after his heart so that they don't sound secular. Thankfully, I've listened to music very much since I was young, affected by my mother who loves music. But I listen to pure and beautiful music rather than worldly pop music or provocative music. So I think my music tendency was fit to the flow of Father's songs. And because I work with prayer and by the help of the Holy Spirit, secular feeling won't be entered. Then, once the music is written and the song is completed, Hallelujah accompaniment team invites chairperson of the Performing Arts Committee, Rosan, practice together and record the song. I make it as a CD and give it to Pastor Heejin Lee. If she says it's okay, then the song is completed. While I've been working on about 150 songs until now, Pastor Heejin Lee has never said that it was different from the music flow given by Father. How thankful it is to me. The completed song will be reported to our shepherd with an audio tape and music sheet. Then we release the song, new song to you. My duty is to clothe Father's songs beautifully and decorate them. The second work begins from this. Father's given songs are beautiful themselves, but when we need to use those songs for the church event, anniversary, or album recording, I need to arrange them according to the scale and character of each event, and it takes much time and effort, as we need professional recording work. If I arrange those songs to the music with choir and orchestra accompaniment, it will be a great scale work. First, I make a rough sketch on how I will arrange it. I set up how the song will be with intro, verse, verse 1, bridge, refrain, and repetition. Then I begin to arrange the accompaniment. I write the music for instruments such as drum, bass, piano, and keyboard. Then I arrange the choir song. I write music for each part of soprano, alto, tenor, and bass on how each part will sing. Then I write music for orchestra. I write music for each part of violin number one, number two, viola, cello, and contrabass so that they can harmonize well together to make a good tone for music. Also, I should work on woodwind instruments like flute, oboe, clarinet, bassoon, and so on. And then work on brass wind instruments such as trumpet, trombone, horn, and tuba. Then I continue to work on wind instrument part. Lastly, I work on percussion. I consider how all these instruments of timpanis, gong, cymbals, and others should sound and when they should sound. Then I finish the music for orchestra. We call this score. Once it is completed, a rough music for one song is done to be played. And then we have to practice it. Accompaniment team practices. And for choir, we invite a choir professional teacher and learn. Performing arts committee select distinguished members and practice the song. An orchestra practice a song with its conductor. I check if all these practices are going well for the arrangement, and if I find something to be changed during practice, I make corrections. After the practice is done, we record the song. Our church doesn't have a professional recording system yet, so when we record songs for anniversary events or make Mamin albums, we go to a famous recording studio in Gangnam area to record them. Because there is no recording studio where all these many parts can work together at the same time, and such a recording is not efficient, I make separate recording schedule for each part. Once it is recorded, it will be in erasable recording for long. So professional musicians try to make almost perfect recordings. With the mind of professional, we work on recording until we make the best work as perfect as we can, rather than work easily or simply. When we record the song, we record with the order of the instruments I arranged. The accompaniment team doesn't record together. Firstly, the drum player alone plays one song tens of times until it is recorded correctly and perfectly the most. And then keyboard, bass, guitar players record their play separately, like the drummer does to make the best recording. Also for orchestra, strings, brass instruments, and solo instruments go through the same process for each part. And then we record the choir. The studio can hold 12 people only, so if we need choir sound, after we record it with the same procedure, like I said before, then we put the recording over the recording for several times to make it. Some songs take 8 hours to be recorded by this procedure. I hear some famous singers record one measure for many days. Then, is this the end of recording? No, it isn't. No matter how perfectly we try to record, because so many people play tens and hundreds of times, there are still small mistakes. And when they are piled up, there are quite many. So, I receive all the recording sources from the studio and added them at the accompaniment team practice room. In these days, the technique is developed well. There are computer programs correcting tones or lengths of music. So all the recording sources are edited by such programs to be more perfect. Then I take the edited sources to the studio again. Then a professional sound engineer works on them, which is called mixing. How these all recording sources make a harmony together, which part should sound brighter or heavy, which part needs more resonance, tune of strings or tune of a choir song, Through the hands of a professional, each instrument comes to make a harmony properly, and they are born again as a classy and artistic music. With this completed music, we perform at the anniversary event. If we make an album, we need another process called mastering to complete it. Of course, it is only music part, except the work for album covering or casing. I explained about the sketchy process without details. This is the procedure to complete one song. So if we work on 10 songs, we need to work 10 times of this. To make a Mamin album, we should work for 4 months, day and night. Then we can barely meet the schedule. From the beginning to the moment of completion of this work, I should arrange the music, practice it, record it, manage the schedule, expenditure, and take care of the professional outside the church. The reason why I explain about all this is that some people ask me how it works, but the more important reason is that I want to tell you that I didn't work on this professional and hard work without learning from anyone. Of course, I studied music in college and graduate school, but these are not what you can learn from school, but from the experience of work with singers outside or from the work as a producer at some music agency. But I didn't have any experience to work with people outside because I've been busy to do my duties for our church since I was a student. Also, it is not easy to experience even if you work outside. Actually, when the Father's song is given at first, I thought I just need to work on writing music with audio tapes. But after time passed, I came to work for all church events and even album producing. Because everything was progressed so fast, I didn't even have time to think whether I could do it or not, but I must only go forward. I didn't know any recording studio outside, or any engineer, or singing teacher. The reality was that I was lacking so many things for all these works. But I never thought I cannot do it. I didn't have acquaintance with the professors in my graduate school, but I went to one of them who worked with famous singers and asked him about the recording studio, and he gave information about it very kindly. I went there and came to meet the music engineer. I asked my graduate school friends to find a good choir teacher, and as a result, I could find a teacher with a good skill. Likewise, Father prepared everything in need, one by one, and when the time came, he connected them with me. I am nothing, but Father knows and feels everything for his works to be fulfilled. I am full of things when I think of his love. Famous singers in the world have skill and money, so they can use professionals as they want to make high-quality albums and do their performances. But I think making Mamin album with our performing arts committee members who've been raised by our shepherd with his life is a truly worthy and fruitful work. Therefore, the class can't be upgraded by only one skillful person, but all the workers of Mamin should build their skills and develop themselves. It is such a precious work to make Father's songs given through our shepherd's prayer be sounded on the whole world. Then I came to think about how the whole Performing Arts Committee can develop rather than my own development and becoming a distinguished person. Moreover, I think about what would make our church members happier. At first, I felt like I had to do all the works alone sometimes. But while I've been doing my duties diligently, now I see many are helping together and they are developed too. We seem to be deficient to each other at first. But we try to give chances for work and depend on each other. Then each of us became a precious and valuable fruit gradually. I was so happy to see them within my own development. I felt happy beyond expression. For example, a member of the accompaniment team was only able to play the bass guitar, but now he became a professional who can work from recording, writing music, computer MIDI work, recording source edition, and even to mixing. Another one who could only play keyboards now can arrange the music band, choir song, teach choirs, and even arrange a schedule to help me. Also, those who always took lessons for singing now developed to teach chorus teams so wonderfully. Besides, many workers are growing well, thanks to senior pastor's unsparing support and Pastor Heejin Lee's guidance. How is the current trend of the world? The end of the time is so close, and most mass media is controlled by the enemy devil, and its provocative and evil contents make people corrupted to go the way of destruction. Among them, singers or singing groups who are worldly famous are said that the power of the Antichrist is supporting them with enormous amount of finance. It is so horrifying and sad situation. Especially, this power got into music, art, and cultural fields more than other areas. I heard that they are very intelligent and a great financial power is supporting them. In these days, on TV screen, there are 1 or 2 second long scenes with symbol of Antichrist and their messages on them. So people look at them thoughtlessly, but they are brainwashed without knowing, and they come to follow the flow. Also, lyrics of some worldly songs contain the words of following the power of Satan or this kind of other powers. I heard there are lyrics praising small children or youth. These days, some lyrics contain such contents even if you don't read the lyrics reversely. For another example, the lyrics of an American singer's song, which ranked number one in the Billboard chart, say directly that Jesus can't save you and the life begins when churches end. I don't mean to slander any specific group or singer by saying this. I'm telling you that Lucifer controls people as their instrument to make many people corrupted at the end time, no matter whether they know it or not. Also, the rhythm which is put for such content brainwashes people by using the potential frequency, which is confirmed to be good for brainwashing through the scientific experiment. If small children and youth continue to follow this kind of lyrics, what will they live for? It is so sad reality. But our church received a great gift through the tearful prayer of our shepherd. He's preparing our performing arts committee for many years. As today's scripture, Isaiah 43:21 says, "The people whom I formed for myself will declare my praise." We receive the praise that we can glorify God only as His true children. Such a thing which happened at the era of Moses in the Old Testament days is happening in this church. Father Himself is giving the melody and lyrics to us. How precious and grateful thing it is. Moreover, Father-given songs have a greater meaning to us, as well as this spiritual meaning. Usually, singers can release their album when they have their own songs. Before, because we didn't have our own Mamim praise, we sang other gospel songs. So, to broadcast these songs, we needed to pay for authorization to use them. But since Father gave his songs, not only we can sing our own songs as much as we want, but also we don't have to pay the authorization when we broadcast the songs or make albums with them. In 3 or 4 years, we came to have 180 praise songs for our Maomin. These songs are registered at Korea Copyright Commission with the name of Maomin. Through a simple procedure, without paying for authorization, anyone outside of our church can use our praise songs. They can easily find the procedure on our church website. It is our shepherd's policy to share the grace of Father's songs with many more people. Likewise, the meaning through Father-given songs is so deep. As time passes more, while I work on the songs given by Father, I try to feel and understand the Father's heart in the lyrics more deeply. Is there anyone who is disheartened or who cannot feel the Father's love? I give you a tip. Read the lyrics of Father-given songs with praying heart. Father's love is contained there. Our shepherd's heart, his love for souls and hope for heaven only are contained there. While you read the lyrics, considering its content, your eyes will be filled with tears. Yes, with this precious and pure praise, we should win against the Antichrist at the end time to save many souls. With an earnest hope for more souls to be saved, we should come into spirit and whole spirit diligently, and also we should be qualified with the best skills physically. The time of our Lord's coming is so near, and there are so many great works to do. Therefore, we don't have time to back down or hesitate. Dear brothers and sisters, is it only our Performing Arts Committee's duty? I think all Maomin members have own portion for each to fulfill. Not only I myself changed to enter the Shepherd's Castle in New Jerusalem, but also we should share the glory and happiness with many other people. Are you ready to become spiritual warriors for Christ? I hope all of us may become Maomin's workers who run vigorously. Let me conclude the message. In these days, I pray to understand the Father's heart more deeply. I'm overwhelmed when I think that our Father's deep love and our shepherd's sacrifice with life are contained in many signs and wonders He shows to us. He shows beautiful rainbows in the sky. We can let dragonflies sit on our hands. Sickness are healed when drinking the sweet water. And recently, we can take pictures of our light with our cell phones. There are more. We can experience these precious works of God so easily and conveniently. The Father-given praises are the same. But our shepherd has prayed to open the spiritual realm to show all these things for decades without ceasing. And even now, in order to give out the original voice perfectly for fulfilling the Father's providence, he spends every day with much effort and patience beyond expression. All those things we can see are the fruit of our precious shepherd's sacrifice. Moreover, all the signs and wonders we experience are the expression of our Father God's love, saying, I care for you and I love you like my own eyes. Also, who made us receive such grace and impression when we sing Maomin praises? Can worldly people or those who don't know the holiness gospel feel the same deep impression when they sing these songs like we do? Because our shepherd raised and led us with his love and devotion. When we sing the song, The Castle of the Shepherd, we want to become the five petal flowers in his castle. And we feel the heart of our shepherd when we sing the song, The Heart of the Shepherd. Comparing to the sacrifice of and love of our shepherd, no one of us can say that it is hard to make effort to come into spirit. Our shepherd already gave out the original voice and opened all the way to come into spirit, and he is leading us with inexpressible love. So, what we should do is just to follow what it says. Everyone has the same chance, but only who walked the way can be blessed to come into spirit and whole spirit. 3 months, which is given to us now, until the small group leaders seminar in July. With fervent prayer and arming with the word, our members are running so fervently more than any time before towards spirit and whole spirit. We should not stop this best effort to change after 3 months or 6 months. If we fulfill this heart without change until the Lord comes again, we will come into spirit and whole spirit to awaken many souls at the end time. All of us should never change, but run eagerly. I also go forward more eagerly, thinking of the grace I received through my shepherd to fulfill whole spirit so that I can offer perfect praise to Father. And I will fulfill all my duties given by Father who sent me on this earth. And after all, I'll live with my Father, my Lord, and the Holy Spirit, praising at the beautiful castle of the shepherd forever. Thinking of that day, which will come to us, we will sing Castle of the Shepherd together with the accompaniment of Hallelujah accompaniment team and this orchestra. I'll play the first one and then sing along, please. I appreciate it. Flowers taking the ground. Spreading out in front of me. there's a castle that I know well. Like the dream I've had of heaven. This is my shepherd's castle. My heart pounds with deep emotion. No words could express this joy. Always in my dreams, I have known this place. It's New Jerusalem. Fragrant flowers and shiny fruit add to the beauty of this place. Like the dream home I dreamt about. It is my heavenly home. My heart pounds with deep emotion. No words could express this joy in me. Always in my dreams, I have known this place. It's New Jerusalem. My heart pounds with deep emotion. No words could express this joy in me. Always in my dreams, I have known this place. It's New Jerusalem. It's New Jerusalem. My shepherd's heavenly home. Let's pray, thinking of the message. Thank you, Father. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Let us receive the prayer for the sick of Senior Pastor through the screen. Those who are sick, put your hands on your sick part and put your hands on your heart if you are not sick. Hallelujah, Almighty God. Please lay your hands on all the viewers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN, Internet and Satellite TV in branch churches and local centers and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart. Drive away negative thoughts and doubts and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrance, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities go away. Light come. Please scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, heart and blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problem, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations. Go away. healed him of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated disc. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leave. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears heal well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heart, let the heat and burning sensation go away. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Give them the blessing of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of heavenly places and their servants, go away. Go away, evil, unclean force and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away. Light, come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayers and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fiery words of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.